I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois lawmakers approved a massive gambling expansion plan before heading out for the summer. Daisy Contreras has more.
Betting on professional sports will soon be legal, and there will be 6 new casinos, most notably in Chicago, Rockford, and Walker's Bluff in southern Illinois. State Senator Terry Link, a Democrat from Vernon Hills, helped with the effort.
I've only been doing this for 20 years, trying to get this done, and it's a little emotional. And I have to say, this has been a job creation bill from day one.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says he'll sign the measure. All of the tax money and fees from the new casinos and sports betting will help fund construction projects or renovations for schools and other state-owned buildings. I'm Daisy Contreras.
The Illinois Senate is sending the governor legislation meant to keep abortions legal no matter what happens in Washington. It would prevent doctors from being criminally charged for performing the procedure if Roe v. Wade is overturned. But Republicans say it's less about protecting abortion rights and more about expanding them, especially after the first trimester. State Senator Jill Tracy is a Republican from Quincy.
There is a compromise to both sides of this issue. We have an Illinois law and a federal law in place that provides women choices. Let's not go to this extreme and trample the rights of the unborn.
The legislation protects abortion at all stages of pregnancy, but doctors could only perform the procedure after the fetus is viable if it's critical to the life and health of the patient. Supporters say it simply codifies what's already done in Illinois. The president of Illinois Wesleyan University is stepping down. The Bloomington Pantograph reports Eric Jensen announced he's retiring and resigning effective immediately. Jensen says he's about to turn 64 and the time is right to leave the job he's held since 2015. Board of Trustees Chair Timothy Zierlong says a strategic planning process is expected to take 5 years, and it's important to have a president who could help build and implement that strategy. Dogs and cats left homeless by recent storms in Oklahoma have been brought to Illinois. Paws Chicago volunteers and medical staff went to Oklahoma to take nearly 60 dogs and cats from shelters that were left crowded or without electricity. The Chicago Sun-Times reports they also took animals who were given up by owners. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. As we continue our look at the adjournment of the Illinois General Assembly, Governor J.B. Pritzker is celebrating multiple victories. Besides legalizing marijuana and creating a massive infrastructure program, the first-year governor negotiated a spending plan for state government as well.
Just a few years ago, simply passing a budget was considered nearly impossible. You see a lot of heads nodding behind me. But this year, by passing a balanced budget, we've demonstrated that a progressive, forward-thinking vision is in perfect harmony with fiscal responsibility.
Whether the budget is really balanced won't be officially known until next summer, at the end of the fiscal year. Credit rating agencies have observed that Illinois' long-term fiscal problems make it particularly vulnerable to an economic slowdown. Lawmakers approved a plan to give Chicago, Southern Illinois, and 4 other communities a casino of their own, and all of the tax money will help repair the state's buildings. State Representative Terry Bryant of Murfreesboro says prisons and universities have been looking for ways to fund their crumbling infrastructure.
At SIU Carbondale have 4 buildings that have to have new roofs because they've had to move computers out of an entire room simply to be able to keep those computers from having water dripped on them from the ceiling.
The gambling package also includes slot machines for O'Hare and Midway airports in Chicago and video gaming terminals at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Betting on sports would also be made legal. Governor Pritzker says the expansion will help create jobs as well. I'm Jennifer Fuller.